Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
How do you know if you're one of those parents that are overscheduling your kids? You're running from soccer, and then from soccer you're running to violin lessons, and then after violin lessons they've got their homework, and then maybe they even have something at night, you know, they're in theater or they're doing something else, and they're running from event to event. And do they have any downtime? How do you know if what you want them to accomplish is just a little bit too much? My guest is one of our favorite guests here on Healthy Children, Dr. David Hill. He's Vice President of Cape Fear Pediatrics in Wilmington, North Carolina. Welcome to the show, Dr. Hill. Overscheduled. You have kids. I have kids. You want them to learn to play the piano, and you want them to play soccer, but yet, what's too much?
Right. You know, I think that comes down to every child and every family, right? We have a combined family of five kids ranging from 8 to 15, and we've got a theater kid, three taekwondo kids, one of whom is now a black belt, two are on tennis teams, one wants to be the next marching band instructor, one just thought she wanted to take soccer back up on her school team, one is taking hip-hop lessons and decided he wants to expand out to tap. I mean, we're living this thing, right? And the question then becomes, how's the kid doing, right? If your child is having anxiety attacks or staying up late at night or can't sleep or can't get everything done, then I think that's probably a very good time to stop and say, okay, is this a matter of trying to do too much, or are we trying to do enough but we're not going about it in an organized fashion? Has something changed about the family that's made what we used to be able to do not what we can do now? I think it's highly individual.
Are we supposed to see our children doing nothing? You know, in this day and age, Dr. Hill, people are like so distracted to the point of confusion with the eye touch and the phones and texting and, you know, everything that they're doing all at the same time now. There's Instagram and Facebook and YouTube, and they're doing all these things. Are we allowed to see our kids just sitting there doing nothing?
You know, it depends on the nature of the sitting. Sitting can be very, very constructive. At the American Academy of Pediatrics, we have an actual policy statement on the importance of play. And when kids play, they're not just sitting there. I mean, they are developing creative and interactive parts of their brain. They're solving problems with each other. If you stand there and watch kids play with each other, you will see problems arise that they then have to solve. Somebody has to take the lead. Somebody has to cooperate. They exercise taking on roles that they may not get to play in real life, whether it's just being mommy or daddy or being a superhero or a frog or whatever it is. And those are really important developmental moments for kids. So you do definitely want them to have some sort of downtime. Now, if they're spending all of that downtime in front of a screen, that depends on what the screen is, right? There are a lot of different kinds of screen, but if it's a passive, just sitting there watching TV, that's probably not really constructive brain time, right? On the other hand, they might just be playing with blocks or reading a book or, you know, staring at their siblings, and that may be very fervent time or for fertile time for their brains to be operating and solving problems and learning new things.
I like that you said staring at their siblings, because then you get the inevitable, "Mommy's looking at me." You know, he's looking at me. Cut it out. Don't look at her anymore.
We have 25 different ways for that to happen in our house.
Yeah, it sure does. Now, what about if your child decides, because some of these are signs for parents that they're a little overscheduled, if your child is not really liking to do silly things with you anymore, dance around the room, you know, and sing along, or, you know, just do funny things that you used to do, if they're irritable, or if they're, you know, are some of these sort of signs?
You know, when you see signs of depression or irritability in kids, you start with basic questions. How'd you sleep last night? Right? Sleep is huge. What is going on in the rest of life? Sometimes kids are being bullied, and you don't hear about it until you really press them and ask about it. I like to start with an open-ended question. Hey, what's going on? Ask them how they feel. Do you feel like you're a little down? Do you feel like you're a little irritable? Certainly being overscheduled or very stressed can be one of those stressors, but there are just dozens, if not thousands, of potential stressors in a child's life. And both with my own kids and with my patients in the practice, I start with an open-ended question. Hey, how are things going? is there anything you want to talk about? I feel like you're not, you know, feeling as good as you might be. What's happening?
Now, what if you're a parent, you know, they call them soccer moms, and driving around, because if your kids are overscheduled, then that means that you are, too. You're driving them from event to event, from practice to practice. And, you know, I'm a big fan, Dr. Hill, of early, early bedtimes, so I don't really let my kids do stuff that will take them past 6 or 6:30 at night, you know, because
yeah.
I see that they're tired. I see that. But also, selfishly, I don't want to be driving around then.
Exactly. Now, and one thing is, look at yourself. I think you brought up a great, great point there, Melanie, which is if you're super stressed, your kids are going to be super stressed, right? If you're like, oh, my God, I'm tearing my hair out. I don't even have time to make you dinner. Why are you asking me to do all this stuff? Don't you realize all that I'm doing for you already? Yeah, check yourself there for a second and think, maybe the stress is in me. And kids will absorb your stress like a sponge and give it right back to you like a mirror. So check your own pulse for a minute. If the kids' activities are stressing you out, they may be keeping you from being the parent that you really want to be.
Which is different than if you go to their soccer game and you're one of those moms who sits there and goes, oh, my God, I can't watch this. That's a different stressor. But how do we cut that would be me. How do we cut that down? How do we take all of these things? There's football and soccer and piano and violin and Hebrew school and all these things. How do you decide which are more important and which aren't?
You know, I think the first thing is to ask your kid, where is the fun? Where do they see themselves? Sometimes you have to be very frank about what your child's talents are. We just went to a Disney open casting call that was held here in Wilmington, and there had to be 10,000 kids at this casting call. It was incredible. Our two theater kids wanted to go. There's the chance of being discovered. Some of their friends got callbacks. And yet, some people also could have spent their Saturday doing something else. And so, you know, including potentially our kids, honestly, you got to ask, are you really... Where are we going with this? Are you doing this for fun? If you are, is it fun? Are you going to be getting into college? Are you going to get a scholarship for this? Are you that good? And sometimes it's okay to drop the stuff where, you know what, I love basketball, but I'm at the fifth percentile for height, and, you know, if I don't love basketball, maybe it's time to stop basketball and focus on something else.
So really, you ask your kids, what do you love to do? And knowing, as you said, which is a great, great point, that they're probably not going pro unless they're extremely talented, in which case they're not interested in too many other things than that. And you can usually tell those kids, they stick out in a crowd. So pick the ones that are more important to both of you, right? I mean, my kids, yeah. I really wanted the Hebrew school thing in there. So that had to happen, even though, you know... kind of a pain.
They could be cantors, Melody. They could.
Yeah, you know, and that's another thing. You think about, where is it going to take them in life? Now, we all want exercise. So a team sport of some sort, one sport, okay. So the violin lessons, the piano, I mean, it's just so much. And then there's homework,
sure.
Dr. Hill.
Right, and the homework's big. I've got a sixth grader right now, a couple of them actually, and it's huge. And that can change, right? That just got big, and he's having to decide, well, do I really want to do piano and tennis and taekwondo? It's a lot, and sometimes you have to say, okay, we're going to rank these, and the one that's at the bottom of the list goes.
Okay, so we have to also, as parents, take control in the situation and say, you know, homework comes first. It really, truly does.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. You're not going to get a scholarship if you don't have the grades, no matter how everything else is going, at least in most cases. So, what's most important? There is definitely, just as with everything else, a lot of us want to do it all. Our kids sometimes want to do it all. And yet at some point, I've heard chase one rabbit, right? You can chase one rabbit down, but if you chase 10 rabbits, you won't catch any of them.
Well, that's great advice. So if you as a parent feel you are overscheduled along with your kids and you're tired from driving them around and your kids seem tired, maybe irritable, pay attention to some of these things and start taking stock of how many things your kids are really in. Talk with your kids. Make the decision count. What do they really like to do? What do you think is really important to make sure they get plenty of sleep and get their homework done? This is Melanie Cole for Radio MD. The show is Healthy Children. Stay well.